Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. I do it for the calf in box 44. He can only stand up and fall on the floor. I do it for the dog, skin the life of fur. Rabbit in the back, scared, waiting to be served. Little pig, whose cries will never be heard. I do it for the mice and every single bird. I do it for the chicken with the head cut off. Every slice and burn, still a head comes off. I do it for the horse chopped up for a sausage. Instead of some people never learn not to be savage. I do it for my... This episode is about an upcoming event in Worcester, Massachusetts. A bull riding event, bovine riding, downtown Worcester, and the vegan activists who are taking action to stop the exploitation and suffering and injustice. First, let's hear a little bit more from I Feel. This is I Feel, the vegan rapper in Croatia, with his song, Why I Do It. And then we'll hear from a local musician, vegan musician, Ellie Sarti, with her song, Rodeo. Every jail with no chance of bail in this man-made hell. I do it for the chicks getting ground up alive. Cows in the slaughterhouse terrified before they die. I do it for the duck getting stuffed to death. I'll do it till I die, till my last...
They are falling, falling one by one. Silent tongue. Dust rolls like tumbleweed pillows that vanish in the sun. Ghost of the struggle. At the rodeo.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, sovereignty, respect for autonomy, health, wellness, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Thank you for your open mind and your big hearts. Show you some pictures. This is why I do it. This is why I do it. This is why I do it. Vegan activists will be in downtown Worcester on Sunday, February 23rd, 2025, starting at 12:30 p.m. The activists are meeting at the corner of Foster Street and Major Taylor Boulevard, Worcester, Massachusetts, USA, for the bull riding protest. Activists from all over New England will be there, and the event is by WMR. Out in Western Mass Animal Rights Advocates. They also held this protest last year. It's the same facility, a very large public arena in downtown Worcester. And this friendly protest helps to educate the public about the truth and about non-exploitation. There's a sanctuary in Central Massachusetts, in Barre, Massachusetts, that has bovines. Families can go there and enjoy bovines in freedom and compassion and love. Sunny Meadow Sanctuary. Sunny Meadow Sanctuary promotes veganism and empathy for all creatures, human and non-human. Sunny Meadow Sanctuary is located at 260 Chapman Road, Barre, Massachusetts. Let's enjoy another vegan song. This is Justice by Daniel Redwood.
Justice was born in Kansas, and getting shot saved his life. Let me tell you the story, how he escaped the butcher's knife. Justice was riding in a cattle truck, stopped along the interstate. When he crashed through the doors, ran for his life, 'cause freedom couldn't wait. He was taken down by an officer with a tranquilizer gun so bold. But when it reached his bloodstream, it meant his flesh could not be sold. So sing a song for justice. Sing it with all your might. Sing it for the dawn that waits, the beyond the darkest night, and pray for every animal confined and misunderstood, for the day the final slaughterhouse shuts its doors for good. Justice arrived at peaceful prairie from a long, cold, lonely ride, trembling with each step he took, truly terrified. There was a cow named Sherman there who stayed at Justice's side all day and licked his face again and again till Justice was okay. So sing a song for Justice, sing it with all your might, sing it for the dawn that waits beyond the darkest night, and pray for every animal confined and misunderstood, and for the day the final slaughterhouse shuts its doors for good.
In North Attleboro, Massachusetts, eight terrified bulls, escaped from a rodeo, plowed through a chain-link fence, and fled into a wooded area. This was on September 22nd, 2024.
Justice, he learned his lessons well. Yes, he learned them all just fine. And when each new arrival comes, he's always first in line. Could be a chicken, could be a goat, or a pig, or a cow like him. Makes no difference what you are, Justice is your kin. He greets each one with a joyful sound, licks their heads the same. This gentle giant, proud and strong, lives up to his name. So sing a song for Justice, sing it with all your might, sing it for the dawn that waits beyond the darkest night, and pray for every animal confined and misunderstood, and for the day the final slaughterhouse shuts its doors for good.
Another true story. A beautiful bull bovine, during a bull riding event, fighting back to liberate himself. Bulls do not consent to be ridden, and he jumped over the barricade into the crowd. This is a song by a vegan couple in Spain, Major Arcana. You can find them at Major Arcana Musica.
When you're looking around and you see everywhere there's exploitation, and you're trying to avoid shouting in their faces, just go vegan. Exhausted and shy, and you just wanna leave this mucked up planet, and nothing makes sense. You're just banging your head on a brick wall. Since when did it all go wrong? Yeah, when we bleed, we just love to blame them. The animals
recorded their album, their latest animal rights album, at Abbey Road Studios. This is the Animal Song.
Enough is enough. Ain't it time to wake up? Get into reason. It's brighter than bright. Why should I have to answer all your questions? There's no peace, no comfort, no one's shoulder. As time goes by, well, it's making us colder.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll hear some more news of local vegan activists who are taking action in relation to the upcoming bull riding event being held in downtown Worcester.
When you're looking around and you see everywhere there's exploitation and you're trying to avoid shouting just go vegan. Exhausted a shot.
We just heard Why I Do It by vegan rapper I Feel in Croatia. And prior to that, we heard Major Arcana in Spain with their song, The Animal Song. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Sunday, February 23rd, 2025, is the bull riding protest, and it's organized by Western Mass Animal Rights Advocates. It's being held in downtown Worcester. In addition to the protest, there's other ways to take action, and they have that on their social media site involving emails and calls. And there's also another vegan activist in central Massachusetts, Karen Bacon, and she has initiated a change.org petition about ending exploitative animal events, and specifically at this location in Worcester. In other vegan news, I would like everyone to know that the New England Veg Fest is coming up June 1st, and that will be held at Worcester State University on Chandler Street in Worcester in June. For the rest of the program, I'm going to share some information about the Abolition Amendment, a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And this was my interview with Robin Miller in 2017. I'd like to start out with a quote by American author Henry David Thoreau, born 200 years ago in 1817. Quote, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root," end quote. And in the words of another Massachusetts native, a modern-day philosopher, Will Tuttle, The root cause of humanity's crises is hidden in plain sight, right underneath our nose and on our plates. And that would be the practice of confining and killing other animals, reducing their lives into objects to be used. I am very honored to introduce Robin Miller of the Humane Party. And the Humane Party is a vegan U.S. political party that was formed in 2009. Robin is joining us via Skype in Southwest Florida.
I've studied humane education. I graduated with a certificate in animal advocacy and interned in New York State government. I've been vegan for 27 years. And here we are in the beginning of 2017, signing the same petitions, protesting the same atrocities, and asking the same legislators to change their minds. So there must be something more that is needed to actually get this job done. All of the activities that I have done with the best of intentions over the last 35 years, that I'm sure many of your listeners have walked the same path that I have, and we're here today with really very little change for the lives of animals. You know, in truth, nothing has really changed for them. And I came to realize that until all species are granted legally enforceable rights, their situations really aren't going to improve. And the only way that we can address that is to change legislation. The things that the Humane Party has accomplished, and during my term as CEO, we formalized the Abolition Amendment. And that is an amendment proposal to the United States Constitution. It could also be adopted on the state level. So, for example, you in Massachusetts could take this Abolition Amendment to your local representatives in state government and ask them to get this passed. And this Abolition Amendment is the legal language that will actually secure legally enforceable rights for all other species. And I'm proud to say that during my term as CEO for the Humane Party, I signed the final draft of this Abolition Amendment.
Congratulations.
I would just like to thank your listeners for choosing the vegan lifestyle and for the animal advocacy efforts that they participate in now.
Next up is another snippet of my interview with Shel Harrison, who was the primary author and editor of the Abolition Amendment. And here he explains some of it.
So the Abolition Amendment is a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and it is an amendment that is designed to abolish the property status of other animals, so end the slavery of other animals. And upon its ratification, the Abolition Amendment will immediately abolish, in abolishing the property status of animals, it will put an immediate end to things like the meat industry, dairy industry, egg, poultry, fish, leather, vivisection, and other violence and cruelty-based industries. So we'll be seeing an end to all those industries immediately upon ratification.
Thank you. Well, that's great to hear.
Anyone can support the Abolition Amendment. The process of developing it was led by the Humane Party, which has led this process for several years. But anyone can support and should support the Abolition Amendment, and they can bring that to their own political party of choice if they're working with, say, the Green Party or the Libertarian Party or Democrat or Republican parties. We would encourage them to try to get those parties to change their platforms and commit to a final end to slavery, not just of humans, but also of other animals.
Thank you, Shel Harrison.
Thank you, Marlene. This has been a lot of fun, and I sure appreciate being on your program here, and I always look forward to hearing your next program and have enjoyed listening to your others.
Thank you very much, Shel.
Please listen carefully.
Animals want to be free, just like they love their family.
This is Vegan Queen V in England, UK, with her song, Just Like Us, Animal Rights Vegan Song.
Yeah.
This is another vegan band in England, UK. Mobius Loop. May all beings be. For joining us on Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
Maybe they'll be free.
I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Wishing you freedom, peace, justice, and joy.